Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. It's astounding to me what I can't remember, but I should never forget. I can't seem to remember that Jesus is the only one who can make me and everyone else perfectly happy. And I forget that He is the treasure, the pearl of great price that we should go and search for. But I forget. It's amazing. Every day I forget. And the three big temptations then are to money and sex and influence, which in this culture usually translates as money, sex, and fame. And yet, the Christian life encourages us to detach from these things, to not invest too much in them, to not even set our heart on them, and definitely not look for happiness from them, because they don't make you happy. They're highly addictive, they don't last, and they distract you from the things that are so much better. So how can we remember that Jesus is the only one who can ultimately make us happy, and that these three things, money, sex, and fame, are not things we should really be pursuing? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There is, at the end of the day, no pleasure that requires more sacrifices and more investment with less long-term payoff than sexual pleasure. If you become a sex addict, then basically you invest your whole life for a few intermittent experiences throughout the day. You lose everything, and you just get a few moments of relief from your gnawing, desperate need in exchange. And even if you live your sexuality as a decent Christian, you give your life to your spouse, form a family, raise children, spend the bulk of your life working to support them and to form them, and in fact, these beautiful people and the self-sacrifices you make for them are what makes life worth living. Not the handful of times a week, maybe, that you experience the physical pleasure of marriage. The point is, God gave us sexual desire and sexual pleasure so we would commit ourselves to much greater goods, to love and friendship and children who are eternal beings, eternal goods, and incomparably greater happiness. Which is why sexuality, whether in this life or the next, will be taken away. Because by then, it's supposed to have brought us to the greater things and greater joys. Now, women probably face sexual temptation in a way that's different from men, you know, because men and women are different from each other. But generally, women have a very good desire for relationships, for the good of marriage and kids and grandkids. And giving oneself to these relationships is very good. It's what the world desperately needs. And Jesus said, whatever you do for one of these little ones, you do for me. But the temptation maybe for women is to give oneself totally to a spouse, to kids and grandkids, and only give the leftovers of yourself to Jesus. And they may be tempted to think, if I give my husband, kids, and grandkids what they want, then they will want me, love me. When what you really want, really need, is a relationship with Jesus that comes through prayer. So be smart. Think it through. Don't get attached in a disordered way to very, very transitory things that only exist to bring you to something better. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Money exists as a very imprecise and, in this economy, unreliable symbol. It's a symbol that you've done something good for people, and so other people will be willing to do something for you. That's why we have money. That's what it means. It's supposed to be a symbol that encourages us to do good for others and encourages other people to do good for them. But doing good for others is the point of everything, along with being grateful when other people do good for us. That's what makes life worth living. When we are good to friends, family, neighbors, colleagues, customers, and even strangers, and when all these people are good to us. And you don't need a lot of money in order to do good to the people around you, or to be grateful to all the people for all the good they've done to you. But we get trapped in the temptation of pursuing money. I recently read a biography of an author I like, Rummer Godden. She was a very successful writer in the 60s and 70s, made a lot of money, and she used that money to give her children many advantages. But tragically, her oldest daughter didn't want anything to do with her mother's writing success or the financial advantages, or really, Rummer herself, because Rummer pursued achievement and financial security through writing, which prevented her from giving the attention to her children that they needed. See, relationship is the goal, not money. So be smart. Think it through. Don't get attached to a symbol of mutual kindness and cooperation and goodwill. Don't let money become a substitute for actually loving those around you and appreciating their goodness to you. Don't let a very unreliable and inexact symbol distract you from what actually makes life worth living. Furthermore, a lot of people say to me, I don't really care about the money. I just like winning. Well, let's not get attached to that either. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
What about fame, power, influence? Why do so many people want to stand out, to be known, to make a name for themselves. There's an incredible bit of dialogue in Robert Bolt's play, which was then turned into the movie A Man for All Season. In that play, St. Thomas More is trying to convince his young friend, Richard, that he should be a teacher. He says, "Why not be a teacher? You'd be a fine teacher, perhaps a great one." And Richard says, disdainfully, "And if I was, who would know it?" And Thomas More says, "You. Your students, your friends, God. Not a bad public, right?" What a perfect summary. Why would we want to be known by strangers who can never really know us and certainly can never really love us? Why wouldn't we strive to do right by the people actually in our lives? If anyone's opinions matter, it's theirs. The people we actually deal with face to face, and most importantly, the God of heaven and earth. Why distract ourselves with fame or making an impact with the views of people who don't really know us or our character? Let's do right by those in front of us. And when they say, "You're a great husband, or a great wife, or a great mom, or a great dad, or a great boss, or a great employee," now that will mean something. And when God says, "Well done, good and faithful servant," that will mean something. So be smart. Think it through. Don't waste a second on fame or popularity. Don't waste a second worrying about what other people think of you, mainly strangers. Because their evaluation, well, it just doesn't matter. Think about the people close to you. Think about God's opinion. Because that opinion, that's the one that counts. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus is the all-holy God, become man. He is the source of all holiness, infinite holiness in human form. So it's probably worth remembering that he was celibate, poor, and for most of his life, completely unknown in the wider world. Mary is the greatest saint, and the church honors her with a unique honor called hyperdulia. She was also celibate, poor, and pretty much completely unknown to the wider world. Joseph is the next greatest saint. The church honors Joseph with what we call protodulia. Such a high honor. But he also was celibate, poor, and completely unknown in the wider world. And these are the three best, happiest human beings who ever lived. So why would we not pursue a greater likeness to them? Why would we not want to detach as much as possible within our state and life from sex, money, and fame? Why would we not focus on what they focused on? Love, family, community, God, and try to avoid what tends to distract us from those things. Why do I find it so hard to remember what is essential? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what struck you during this rosary?
I thought this was a very unexpected meditation, but it made me think of something that I've never really reflected deeply on before, which is the concept of fame. Because we talk about money and sex and power, and I'm like, who wants power? Everyone I know would like a lot less responsibility in their life. But this concept of fame, I think, might be way more prevalent than it's ever been, because the difference between fame, historically in fame now, is that fame is at everyone's fingertips. Like, truly. Because you can, in a moment, blow up on the internet and get all the attention you could ever want. And not only that, but in their own way, through social media, everyone kind of wants fame. Everyone wants to at least be known by as many people as possible in the most shallow way.
Yeah. I mean, it's so evident by Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah.
To be known in a false way by all these strangers when we're not known by the people in our own homes and we don't know them. I never thought of what you just said, but it's so true. The temptation to fame is now at everybody's fingertips.
I will say, at the very least, on the bright side, or I guess on the bright side, there is a downside, and that's that people are becoming more aware of the consequences of fame in general. The lack of privacy and the paparazzi and the lack of security, actually. Because being seen on the internet is one of the most dangerous things you can do. Having people that aware of your life, it makes you much more susceptible to being scammed, cheated, stolen from. It makes you more susceptible for your house being broken into, to be stalked. There are innate and obvious consequences, but people are still kind of clamoring for fame despite it, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
And I think really when you look at all of these things, I really like that you highlighted the fact that we have three incredible examples of people who didn't have any of these things, and they were very happy and they were very good. They lived perfect lives. But if you think of the people that exemplify the opposite, the first name that came to mind when I think the most power and money and sex, I historically thought of Anne Boleyn.
Yeah.
She's known for those three things, and yet it does not end well for her. Although, granted, there's a lot that goes into her story. She was very young. A lot went into it. But she had all of those things, and her story is a miserable tragedy.
Her story is a tragedy. She's the lover that
was first killed by Henry VIII.
Yeah. And who destroyed the church in England and led to thousands and thousands of martyrdoms.
But it's those three things that everyone still thinks they want.
Right. Yeah. And we all, I think we can all brush it aside and say, oh no, I'm not attached to any of those things.
Oh, I think we are. Yeah. I know I am.
We are.
Because even if I'm not attached to the idea of bountiful amounts of money, I'm always thinking, well, if I just had enough to be stable, I'd be satisfied with that.
The other, I threw in that point about winning because I talked to a number of people who the money's just a way to measure their winning in business.
Yeah, we want to be successful. It's validating. Money is validation. I have more than you. That kind of winning.
It's the way to score points and win. Mm. However, is winning going to create our identity, our value?
I thought we were playing to win.
We are playing to win. For real points by knowing God and by knowing the people we're responsible for.
It's like
caring for them.
It's like we're all gymnasts and we finally made it to the Olympics, but as we're performing, some random guy in the crowd has a card and he just keeps giving you random tens and you're like, this is exhilarating. I'm doing fantastic. And the judges are like, what are you doing? You've done the same trick 20 times because that one guy keeps saying it's all right. Now the whole crowd has cue cards and you're all excited about it. You realize you still don't have a medal. Yeah. You don't have Jack.
Yeah. Yeah, we're looking for points from the wrong people. It is so good to think about Jesus, Mary, and Joseph so that we can be reminded about the things we always forget. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you. I've got a lot to think about.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.